Fill the heart chamber with light and fill the whole body. And now spin the field clockwise. As it spins so fast you cannot see it or count rotations. It draws in the higher frequencies and pulls out away from the body the denser frequencies, enlightening the body. Summon in your presence. I summon my I Am presence into my physical form as I and my I Am are one, and I am that I am. Behold my presence. As I, the Creator God that I am manifest in this form. And feel that all the way into your toes. Feel your whole body. Now, feel the group orb. Take the orb and expand it around the earth, beyond her. The orb is thousands of miles beyond her. One million miles beyond her. And the orb encompasses her. Golden, radiant light. And with this field, we provide her with the space and the consciousness that is required for her ascension and her shifts. Fill the orb with gold completely and see it pulse from you to the center of the orb, from the outer perimeter to the center of the orb, where the earth lies in the center. There is a wave in, a gentle wave, long, smooth, gentle waves. Now we pulse a baby blue wave. Long, slow, gentle, pulsing baby blue wave. And as each wave hits the core of the earth, it pulses back. The waves move back and forth between each other, harmoniously, smoothly, gently rippling and uplifting the frequencies. Now we add a white, sparkling wave, pulsing, center, back. And now we add a pink sparkling wave, pulsing, center, and back. And as these waves return to you, feel them wash through you and back. As you, the Creator Gods, are loving this experience. You are the love of this experience. And now pulse a sparkling silver wave, along with all of the others. And now an aqua wave. Emerald or healing green wave. And a lavender wave. Multiple waves pulsing harmoniously, peacefully, smoothly, loving. Now, just inside the golden edge of the orb is a lavender. Now, from the orb, emanate a golden, sparkling light. 360 degrees emanating out to the universe. As we, the Creator Gods, give Earth and her inhabitants space within the universe to transform and transmute safely, peacefully, and in unity. Now we pulse a lavender light from the orb out to the universe. buffering the earth and her inhabitants from any and all unnecessary frequencies, consciousnesses, perceived physical matter, such as comets, celestial bodies, other beings, and filtering only that which is required for Earth's ascension and her inhabitants to evolve in love, in peace, in harmony, in unity. With only the loss of life of those choosing to leave this plane. And now we pulse and send a direct stream of sparkling silver and solid violet light out from the orb to the universe, eliminating any interfering consciousness, any denser frequencies that are attempting to maintain the old ways on planet Earth, any consciousness or beings that are attempting to control, manipulate, use, or abuse any beings and the Earth in this dimension. And so this silver sparkling light and violet light transmutes any of those frequencies. And any of those frequencies that are on the planet Earth will be cut off from their source. So that they can no longer feed from those frequencies and are forced to transmute or leave the planet. As this is spoken so by the Creator Gods and the hosts of heaven, the Elohim, the Archangels, the Ascended Masters, the Christed Beings, and that light is maintained, and all of these lights are maintained and self-sustaining until the intent of unity and ascension is accomplished. So be it. And now, from the outer perimeter of the orb, beam a violet, followed by a golden light to planet Earth. And this light encompasses all beings, consciousness, entities that are of denser frequencies, that are not of the unity consciousness. Be they human beings in physical form or non-physical entities, they are all encapsulated by the violet flame of transmutation and the golden wisdom of the divine plan and the Christed consciousness. each individual entity, consciousness, or being is encapsulated. They may no longer remain in this place. With this light of all of the lords of light, gods of yourselves, creator beings, with this light, these beings are forced to transmute or transition from this existence as the divine beings we are. So be it, as we command it to be so, in the name of the Christ in consciousness, Elohim, archangels, seraphim, cherubim, orophim, from the sons of the Holy Son, from the light beyond light, this is commanded to be so. And so it is done. Now, from the orb towards the universe, with the golden sparkling light, followed by silver and pink sparkling lights, we send this out so as to the alignments or traveling of any heavenly bodies that can, will, or may affect planet Earth, we diffuse those energies, those frequencies, those movements, those magnetics, electromagnetics, to only allow that which will assist the ascension lovingly, gently as possible. And these lights remain in effect until the ascension is complete. These energies are self-sustaining and self-maintaining as we command it to be so. Divine representatives of the Christed consciousness, keepers of the light, carriers of the wisdom, so be it.